This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Conversations today happen on many different platforms, Facebook, Twitter, SMS, voice, emails, you name it, whichever is quicker and the fastest. However, organizations today, keeping track of these, you know, can be troublesome, hence the birth of omnichannel strategies and platforms. And here with me today to talk about this is Muzaffar Arif. He's the country director for Genesys Malaysia. Now, Muzaffar, I think, you know, we first have to start with an introduction about Genesys and the nature of your business.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I'll just give a quick synopsis about Genesys as an organization. We are an American-based company. Spun off from Alcatel-Lucent about 3 years back, privately owned until today. We're considered to be the market leader when it comes to delivering omni-channel customer experience software to the world. Most of our customers are spread out across various verticals. Obviously, the banking and the telco sector are the leading ones, but we're also seeing a lot of traction in other industries, including airlines, e-tailers, utilities, and even government.
Why is it that, you know, there's a lot of talk of, you know, like I mentioned, the many different platforms, and then, you know, we've heard about multi-channel customer experience, but that seems to become a bit more obsolete now. Didn't companies just implement, you know, multi-channel customer service experience solutions into their businesses recently?
Yeah, all right. In order to actually answer that, maybe I'll just backtrack a little bit into history. Obviously, when organizations that are customer interfacing in nature start to build up the infrastructure for their call center, it started off with voice. And as there's new channels of communications that are being established, they tend to actually adopt them one by one. So we'll see, we saw a lot of organizations that embraced email communications, Facebook communication as basically part of their overall communication process. However, the correlation between one channel to another, that's basically the key challenge that a lot of customers are basically facing. I might start my conversation across one channel. So as an example, over the website or the mobile application that the company provides. But in case I get stuck and I need to actually get in touch with the call center agent, often what has happened is I will have to actually repeat my problem all over again from scratch, because the people managing the contact center may not necessarily be the same pool of team that manages the mobile application, as an example. So this disjoint between the channels makes it a little bit frustrating from a customer experience point of view.
What's next then? How can companies solve this issue? I know we are talking about omni-channel strategies here. So, you know, perhaps you could explain to me, what is this omni-channel?
Well, omni-channel is definitely the buzzword as far as discussion centered on customer experience is concerned. But to me, it is basically a very, very simple concept. You will need to actually ensure that whenever a customer trans-navigates from one channel of communication, let's say starting off with a voice call, to another channel, let's say chat as an example, the people who are managing the interactions within the central organization will need to actually understand what was the context that has transpired in the previous conversation, so that the customer does not have to actually repeat themselves in terms of their problems that they're facing or the inquiries that they would like to actually ask, in order to actually help resolve the situation faster and also to increase the likelihood of the organization to cross-sell and upsell more products to the end customer.
More happy customers at the end of the day.
That's ultimately the wish list for every Malaysian, I believe.
Mm. So how is omni-channel customer experience then different from the multi-channel?
Well, in order to actually do that, maybe I'll just explain it from an experience point of view, right? Mm. A personal experience point of view. Now, if you're typically booking an airline ticket, you could probably start off with the website to navigate through the latest deals, key in all those attractive places that you might want to actually visit. But your communication might stop there because, you know, people are busy. They might not necessarily complete the end-to-end cycle of basically booking that channel. Sometimes I get stuck. And when I get stuck because the information is not available, I need to probably have a web chat session with a customer service agent, or probably a customer service agent who can respond it by a call. Now, if this particular person will be able to actually know exactly what I've navigated through in the website, the ability for them to be able to continue that process of customer management will be quicker. I'll be able to actually get my tickets to be booked more quickly within the price range that I'll probably be targeting as soon as possible.
Now, it sounds like the customer agents or the customer service agents are, you know, they are sort of more proactive then.
Exactly. So in this particular scenario, if they actually have a track record that you're probably navigating into a certain part of the website, as an example, ticket booking, you've already planned to probably navigate to a location in Maldives, as an example. So all those information will be provided to that particular agent before the call even comes in. So that will be the ideal situation. The more information they have, the better it is, the more quicker will they be able to actually respond to us effectively.
And what kind of information then can they, you know, gather from this? Because, you know, there's, again, there's so many different kind of platforms. They run on different kind of, you know, servers. And how do you pull all this and what kind of information do you pull?
So if you're talking about getting this entire framework to be complete, obviously we will collaborate with the existing tools that the customer has. So if you're talking about their website or their mobile engine, as an example, we will be able to actually integrate it in such a way that all the customer transactions within that website will be captured. What we'll do is that once they move to the channels that we manage specifically, all this information will be disseminated across.
I'm speaking to Muzaffar Arif. He's the country director for Genesis Malaysia, and we're talking about omni-channel customer experience, and we'll discuss a little bit more in just a moment. BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm speaking to Muzaffar Arif. He's the country director for Genesis Malaysia, and today we're talking about omni-channel customer experience. And early on, we spoke about, you know, the differences between multi-channel experience and omni-channel experience. Omni-channel is sort of like the next step from, you know, multi-channel. But however, companies have just recently implemented you know, multi-channel customer experience, Muzaffar. So how are they, you know, going to justify the cost of, you know, implementing an omni-channel CX platform, for example?
Right. I think the answer to that is very much based on how important customer experience is to the overall strategy of the company. We have commissioned the Economist Intelligence Unit to conduct research to more than 500 CEOs throughout the world. And the corresponding response indicated something which is synonymous. 59% of them believe that a positive customer experience will yield better revenue growth for their respective companies. So these are basically CEOs across the world, in China, in Hong Kong, in Southeast Asia, as well as North America and Europe. They're all basically saying the same thing. So obviously, it's a matter of basically correlating to that strategy.
And I guess if you're, you know, a big level player in that particular industry and customer service is, you know, the number one key for you to get into your target market, then you should be looking at this quite seriously.
Obviously. So if we look at the basic principles of marketing, there's only so much that you can do when it comes to differentiating yourself, when it comes to your product, your pricing, your promotion strategy. So customer service is probably the best way for you to basically instill a differentiating strategy that's a little bit difficult to copy.
And you know, we have to be true here because, you know, at Malaysia's customer service for any type of, you know, call centers are below par, I would say, at least just from my personal experiences. So what's the situation like in Malaysia, you know, from your point of view? How are we doing in terms of, you know, call centers and, you know, the way that it's being managed?
Well, from an aspiration perspective and roadmap perspective, I think a lot of them are actually planning towards a direction that is positive. The only thing that is typical of Malaysia is that we tend to actually look and see the success of others before deploying it in our own environment. A lot of the infrastructure today, if you're talking about contact centers specifically, is primarily established probably between 8 to 12 years ago. So at that time, it was primarily catered to voice as the primary means of communication. And all those other channels of interactions were just bolted on top of that. So obviously, the cohesiveness in terms of the strategy in managing the correlation between the channels may not necessarily be strategic from ground up.
And Omnichannel CX is your solution?
We have a multitude of solutions that will be able to actually cater that. Of course, we have an end-to-end solution, but for those customers who have already got a base infrastructure on another platform, on another telephony platform as an example, our value proposition to the market is that they don't need to actually throw all those investments away. What they can do is basically to put in the intelligent portion to manage this omnichannel interaction on top of their existing infrastructure.
And I guess then this will probably help, you know, these centers to also then implement, you know, new methods like gamification to, you know, help to improve the efficiency within the organization.
And when we talk about efficiency, it's not just limited to the contact center. We are extending it even to the back office function as well. Malaysians are generally getting busier every day. So things that are generally being conducted over face-to-face at the branches are now moving into these alternative channels of communications. We can now, it's now an expectation for us to actually apply for loans, apply for new lines over the email, over the website, as an example, with probably the face-to-face interaction being relegated to mainly at the very tail end.
And what are some of the challenges do you see that, you know, lies here in Malaysia? What sort of opportunity does Malaysia present to you?
Well, as a market for Genesys, Malaysia is actually one of the most interesting ones that we have within Southeast Asia, primarily because of the fact that we are at an inflection point. Like what I was saying, a lot of customers today, a lot of the organizations today within the contact center space has been investing or riding on a technology that has been deployed 10, 12 years ago. A lot of them are going through a refresh cycle, and from all the RFPs that we've actually seen recently, whenever there is a refresh cycle coming up, everyone seems to be demanding omnichannel as part of the solution portfolio.
And I understand you've conducted some studies into this, like into the whole omnichannel and you know, presence here in Malaysia. What are some of the highlights that you can share from the studies that you have?
Well, there's a few studies that we've done. Obviously, one of them is basically on the demographics of the population in general. Generation X, to whom the contact center is mainly targeting, constitutes only 19% of the population today. Those are the ones born between the years 1961 to the year 1980. But an increasing portion of the population are now constituting of the Generation Y people. Gen Y generally constitute approximately 38% of the population today. And these are the people who are more receptive towards they prefer to communicate via the non-traditional channels, such as instant messaging, Facebook, etc., etc.
Do you localize and provide solutions in, you know, different countries have, you know, different native languages, you know. Do you provide in different languages as well to cater to different countries?
Well, we have an advantage in Malaysia, unlike countries such as Thailand, where the communication medium, whether it's Bahasa Melayu or English, uses romanized characters. So from that perspective, there's not much of a customization that is needed. But obviously for customers who want to actually look at automation when it comes to speech recognition technology and things like that, there are language packs that are made available for languages such as English, Mandarin, Cantonese, as well as when it comes to Bahasa Melayu, obviously it needs to be fine-tuned a little bit.
And what's your business strategy here in Malaysia? What sort of verticals are you looking at?
Our mainstay has always been traditionally been the telcos and the banks. Three out of the five main anchor banks in Malaysia today runs on the Genesys platform. Four of the five top telcos in Malaysia also runs on the Genesys platform. We'll continue to basically leverage on these customers to look into to become first movers when it comes to the direction towards omnichannel. Obviously, the frontier for us would be the other segments, such as airlines, utilities, insurance, and possibly government.
Now, before we leave, Muzaffar, any advice to Malaysian businesses and the owners?
Well, in general, I know for a fact that we tend to actually focus on profitability as the key driver of businesses. And it may sometimes find it, we may find it difficult to establish a strong correlation between customer experience and the contribution towards bottom line revenue. But CEOs around the world, if you look at the surveys that we've actually, the results of the surveys that we've done, everybody seems to be concurring with the fact that if you actually deliver positive customer experience to your customers, it will translate into better revenue growth.
All right, I've been speaking to Muzaffar Arif. He's the country director for Genesis Malaysia, and we were talking about the omni-channel customer experience. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.